This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Best Buy Supplies customer care team. My name is Jason. How can I help you?
Hi, Jason. It's Rebecca with XPO. I've got a tech on my back line reporting a product not available for one of our mutual customers.
Okay. What's the order number, please?
Order number, not FMS?
Yes, FMS is fine.
Okay. Okay. 6738-9828.
All right. Stand by. Let me get that pulled up.
No problem. But from what he said, it was awaiting transfer from another location, and it's showing canceled on the ticket, but the install kit and the cord are still in open, as far as the product is concerned.
Okay, and what is the name and address of the customer to make sure I've got the right account?
Certainly. It's Corliss Butler at 4018 Burleigh Lane in Corpus Christi, Texas, 78418.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Let's take a look.
trying to see when Best Buy API moves that into a canceled status. Just a moment. Because we can't cancel anything on this end for Best Buy.
Because, I mean, it's technically not canceled in our system. This is something that I reported up to my higher-ups a while back. Mm-hmm. For some reason, when something gets rescheduled, even put in rescheduled status,
depending
a lot of times it shows up as and a lot of times it shows as canceled on your side, and they're calling me and saying, hey, can we get this order, you know, back up and going? I'm like, well, all I have to do is schedule it, and it's good. But, yeah, this is kind of one of those things. This is, like, the same thing. It's not canceled. It's just on the transfer order is received. So let me see where it's at.
Right. Basically, when something's canceled on our end, we're going to have a brand new ticket sent over because you can reschedule it on your end, but it'll stay canceled on our end. But the odd thing is I don't see the notes in the system where it got changed over to canceled either.
You're right. Okay.
And usually that means home delivery is taking care of it. But...
not always, but
right.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Excuse me.
$235
South Padre Island Drive.
Okay. Well, I mean, I showed that the product was received at $235 on the 6th or 7th. Now, if they're not showing that it's there, they may have either, you know, worst case scenario, they accidentally sold it,
mm-hmm.
or it may have had damages to where it's not no longer a viable thing to
I believe deliver. That was what the technician said, was that the original unit was damaged and they were waiting another transfer for a new
That's,
unit.
That was the original one, yeah, because this is the second transfer that went to that
wow.
store. That's where I'm kind of guessing, you know, where we're sitting at now.
Right.
But like I said, you know, it's anything short of me contacting the store, which that takes forever and a day,
right?
To find out exactly what's going on. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, unfortunately, if they said there was nothing there for them to pick up, it's probably either got damaged or it's one of two things: either damaged or sold and taken out of the store. You know, like they did a walk-in, they bought it and walked out, not knowing that it was part of an order.
Right. I just needed to release the tech from the stop because
yeah.
that product isn't available
fine.
And let you guys know to reach out to the customer. Typically, I would reach out to them, but because they're going to want to know what's going on with their product, when this is the case, I leave that up to you guys because I don't have any product
fine.
Info over here.
Give me a moment here. Let me get that breeze code.
Okie doke.
Faster, please.
Can't do it. You're working from home on a VPN. I know that's
yeah,
my issue. My internet's way faster than our virtual private network is.
There we go. All right, I've got that breeze code for you.
Okay.
263. Okay. 961.
Okay.
933.
I've got 263, 961, 933.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you so much, Jason. You have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.